South Africa as a whole can relate on something that I can think about. And that makes me feel really special and privileged to be able to be the mouthpiece to a lot of people's whatever they're going through, and do that in a way that is funny and dope, because, you know, I'm funny.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock as the Dan Nichols Show rolls out for another season. And this week on the show, one of my favourite comedians, one of South Africa's favourite comedians. I still remember a rather shy young kid who looked about 11 being introduced to me and being told he was a really exciting comedian. I smiled politely and thought, no, he's still got to finish high school before he can do anything else. Turns out that the introduction was spot on, because in a fairly short space of time, he has become one of South Africa's young favourites and someone who's enjoying life in the big city. Titi Chumia, lovely to have you on the show. Lovely to see you again in a slightly different world to the one you used to call home. What's been the biggest change for you from saying goodbye to Limpopo and becoming this city slicker Jersey superstar?
There's a lot of things that change, especially when you come to, you know, the metropolitan cities. A lot of the people have changed, but it's nice because, you know, I get to enjoy it in this comedy, like, perspective, and a lot of people like that. So, I don't know. It's pretty much the same. It's just bigger, I guess.
You grew up in Limpopo, and we see a lot of your comedy speaks to Limpopo. It's obviously a part of your show, a part of who you are, that you're both really proud of and have a lot of fun with, comparing Limpopo life to life everywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people from Limpopo don't think that I represent Limpopo as much as I should. I guess maybe. And somebody actually messaged me the other day. He's like, yo, man, why don't you ever speak? Because I don't speak Pedi. I speak English on my comedy. And the reason why I do that is to show that, like, even the small experiences that we have in that small town are really, like, experiences that everybody has. Everybody can relate to being from Limpopo. So essentially, for me, I just treat everybody like they are from Limpopo and hope for the best.
I was watching you not that long ago doing some comedy, and you had a brilliant story about the joys of hitchhiking and the challenges of getting to and from the provinces. And that's a big part of your comedy, isn't it? Just taking everyday life and your everyday experiences and having fun telling people about them.
I mean, a lot of people are just material walking around. And I think that realizing the small little things that people do and really taking that into consideration when you talk about them, it makes them feel like they're heard and makes them feel like they're represented. And I like that because it makes me feel like I'm not crazy thinking about all these things. And when you talk to people, and, like, sometimes it's sad stories, sometimes it's really happy stories, and people come after the show, sometimes crying and laughing, telling you about the most painful experiences that they've ever had. And I think that comedy for me is just that window that allows you to go into people's lives in a very, very unique and very safe way. And people always feel good about it after that. Sorry. People always feel good about it after. And that for me is just one of the best things to be around and to be involved in, and especially South African stand-up, because it's so diverse. There's so many things to talk about. I mean, South Africa is just crazy as a country itself. And for us to bring it forward in that manner, representing a small experience that certain people might have had, is something that I really, really love. And, like, you know, South Africans love to laugh. You know, they would rather laugh at our problems before we even solve it. Like, you know, all the things, like, you see a major issue in the world, South Africans are going to make jokes about it before we took it seriously, including things like COVID. We laughed way too long, I think.
You managed to pull all of that off particularly well, and that's why you've gained this army of fans. We've seen you in comedy. We've also seen you in commercials and seen you in advertising campaigns. Life has got very different for you. What's been the coolest experience with this newfound celebrity as one of South Africa's most exciting comics?
Dan, let me tell you, things have changed. You understand? Things have changed. And they've changed in such a beautiful way because you try, like, because you never realize that things are changing around you because you try and stay the same, or you are the same, and then things around you just changed. Now you're on this, now you're on that, now you're having to take pictures in malls and stuff like that. So it's like really, it's really crazy because it just feels like I've gained a lot of people that kind of think like me. And then when you walk around and they validate that, yo, man, I like that joke. I like that joke. I went through that. And then that just makes it feel like, you know, South Africa as a whole can relate on something that I can think about. And that makes me feel really special and privileged to be able to be the mouthpiece to a lot of people's whatever they're going through, and do that in a way that is funny and dope, because you know, I'm funny. And dope.
Very few people would disagree, and you've done so much already. But what's still to come? What's on the horizon? What would you still like to ensure you do as Tsitsi Chumia?
Well, next year I'm doing a tour. I'm doing a nationwide tour, rather, with in theaters, and I just want to bring back the culture of like a small, like realizing the small little things in comedy that bring us together instead of separate. Like, I want to celebrate the agents of bringing us together rather than celebrating the agents of divide. And I think that it's possible right now, especially after COVID, because a lot of people are a lot more realistic about every single thing that's going on. And I think that I'm going to do a special called Breadwinner. And next year in 2023, and it's going to go in all the theaters. And that is my biggest dream. And my biggest dream is, this is a goal, and I'm going to say it here so that it happens and everybody puts me to it so I can do it. My biggest dream is to next year sell out the Lyric Theater. That is the milestone to maybe going further in the future. But at the moment, I'm all focused on selling out the Lyric Theater and every other theater that I do next year for the Breadwinner Tour. So, yeah, watch out for the tickets. And when you get the tickets, make sure that you come to the shows, because the shows are really crazy. It's like organized chaos. And then you'll be supporting a dream that I think is worth it. And I think that the message that the show brings is quite important to young South Africans. And I know I'm saying it myself, but I've done the show a couple of times to know that, you know, this is something really special here.
Well, I know the tickets aren't on sale yet, Tsitsi, but consider your first one already sold. I will be front of that queue, and there are going to be a lot of people behind me because you have got a huge army of fans. Tsitsi, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, and best of luck with that Breadwinner Tour. I know it's going to be a massive success.
Thank you so much, Dan. And I just wanted to say, I love the beard. I love the beard. It looks good on you.
You're a good man. Tsitsi and I have actually been growing our beards for exactly the same amount of time. He likes mine more than my wife does. That's Dan's Got Change with Brian Trock, as a new season of the Dan Nichols Show plays out on Supersport. Thanks for joining us, and don't miss the Breadwinner Tour with Tsitsi Chumia in 2023.